Often vulgar, always explicit, and sometimes funny.
Slap box. Slap box.
Welcome to Slap Box Podcast. This is episode 719. I am your host, Josh Albrecht, recording once again inside the Slap Box penthouse. My trusty sidekick, Agent Fox Mulder, the three-legged kitty cat, is down by my feet, soaking up the sun rays as it's 10 a.m. and the sun is coming through. Coming through. I feel like I'm going to be a lot louder today. I've got both neighbors on both sides of me that moved out. So I feel like maybe I could crank the amp. I don't know. Probably not. I probably won't do that. It's weird, though, not having neighbors on both sides. The penthouse can be a little bit louder. I probably won't be, though. I did turn up the projector pretty loud the other night. I guess the big news. Maybe I should get this out of the way right out of the gate here. I talked about it, that it was being completed and whatnot as of last week. Ash is in the house now. Ash Williams is in the house. That being my bust of Ash Williams. And, I was excited for that day. It came in, Thursday. I'm a little fucked up on what day of the week it is and whatnot now after having the 5 days off last week, which I just spent pretty much 90% of that time painting. Did go see Grogu, The Mandalorian and Grogu, which I did enjoy. We can get to that later, though. I mean, the big news is Ash Williams. Yeah. So, recap. I had ordered a bust of Ash Williams, which I had seen on Etsy via the seller Evan Para FX, and through doing like a search of like Evil Dead stuff, and I'd seen that, and I was like, "Ooh, shit!" I look at a lot of. I'm not sure how I initially saw it, because I had. I bought a lot of shit off Etsy now and a lot of movie-related stuff off Etsy, so it's really hard for me to say when I first noticed it on Etsy. But I was tempted to buy it in the past. You know, I needed some, like, I guess movie memorabilia sort of situation, you know, to add to the ambiance of the theater downstairs. And I do love me some Evil Dead. I do love me some Evil, and just Bruce Campbell in general. And then when I found out he had cancer, I was like, fuck, I have to buy it now. Although I was pretty much gonna buy it anyway. Let's be real. And so I used my tax refund money. Even though, you know, I should probably pay off some debt. I should probably be doing that. But hey, I ordered a bust of one Ash Williams from Evil Dead 2 specifically. I guess I should read the bio here on Evan's website, because it's Evan Para, EvanParraFX.com, and he's got a lot of a gallery of a bunch of his work, and his bio, which is pretty great. Here's this. Evan Para first discovered the love of making monsters at a very early age. His passion for making monsters and special makeup effects went into full gear in 1992 when he and his friends embarked on making a feature-length horror film at the age of 12. Soon after, Evan Para began making short films which showcased special effects work and advanced filmmaking techniques to bring his creations to life. He has since contributed special effects and creature creations for feature films, the haunted house industry, theater, short films, and mask and prop collectors. Yeah, I don't know what all films he helped work on and stuff, but his stuff is top-notch. Top-notch stuff. Of course, I was excited to get this, you know, a bust. As I hit the Red Bull here. Yeah, I was very excited, and thankfully it came when I was off, after I'd gotten off work. I wasn't sure. I knew it was coming Thursday. I kept checking the updates on the shipping, and kept telling my boss, I think I need to leave early. I got a package coming. I did not leave early, though. And it showed up. I got off work at 2:30. It showed up at... it was about 4:15-ish when it showed up from UPS. And it's got the ring of the... I started to doze off a little bit. I actually set an alarm, too, because I knew the like 4:15 was like the end. Because, of course, they give you a window. It was like 1-something p.m. to like 4:15. It showed... Or 4:30-ish. It showed up like 4:15. I get I set an alarm on my phone for like right around the time it showed up. I started to kind of like doze off, and then it was like that's when the doorbell rings. And I was like, oh shit, here it is. And ran to it. And I wasn't sure how heavy it was going to be. You know, I didn't know. I thought maybe it'd be fairly heavy because I wasn't sure if it was hollow or how it worked exactly. I think on his Instagram, he has got some videos on the process and whatnot, but I didn't realize it was going to be hollow. They're not been hollow, I would imagine. It'd be a bit heavier, but it was a rather large box. I mean, the bust itself is not 100% life size. It's a little bit smaller, but it's... pretty much, I got a human torso in this box. This is what's going on. The arms aren't there, but basically just below the nipples and up. Minus the arms. So, yeah, I get the box and, again, massive box. And get it open up. Fox is excited just because there's a big box that I brought in. He loves boxes. Don't all men? Don't all heterosexual men love boxes? Anyway, he's not feeling well. He did some puking last night. He puked in shit a year or two. I don't know what he got into. He seems to be fine now though. Anyway. So I get the box in, and I did not film an unboxing. I thought about it, but I think the unboxing was rather unepic, but it was just me removing a lot of bubble wrap, which Evan did package it extremely well. And of course, when I opened it, I did see that there was a letter in here, and I've got it. I'm crinkling it up as we speak, as I speak, rather. A great letter here. He does get into the process of how he made it. And I really thought the letter was a nice touch. My tongue isn't working properly. All right. here we go. We'll go ahead and read it here. Hey, Josh. Just wanted to write a letter thanking you for ordering this Ash bust, my friend. I really appreciate it, and thank you so much for your patience as well. It took about 4 or 5 weeks-ish, which he says it takes like 4 to 6 weeks, like when you order it. Anyway, so right in the... Back to the letter. This Ash bust has been a dream project for years, and it's been a dream come true to make these for other fans as well. I've been a huge fan of Evil Dead since I was a little kid, and it's always been one of my absolute favorite movies, if not the number one spot. This man's after my own heart here. It was also one of the first movies I ever remember seeing, and it was oddly a family favorite movie to watch. Bruce Campbell has been one of my favorite people too, and I was blessed with meeting him and Sam Raimi as a kid when they were promoting Army of Darkness. That's fucking awesome. That is so fucking awesome. This is Prime Ash we're talking about. He met Bruce Campbell at Prime Ash when they're promoting Army of Darkness. That's fucking awesome. That was over 30 years ago now. I must have been only 11 or 12, but I have cool Polaroid picture where I'm sandwiched between the two legends, and it's probably the only thing I take if there was a house fire. That's fucking great. But anyway, I've been a huge fan for years and always wanted to sculpt him, and surprisingly, I haven't seen a good bust of Bruce Campbell ever. I've seen some good sculpts of when he's possessed. There's been a lot of figures, but I haven't seen anyone really nail his likeness in a good bust. Now, I know why. For some unknown odd reason, this was incredibly difficult to sculpt. I started this back in 2019, and it took almost 3 years. It was on and off, obviously, but it was a struggle to get it right. I actually started with a live cast of Bruce Campbell, too, and still I could never nail his likeness. I tried several different expressions, and every time he always ended up looking like Dwayne The Rock Johnson. I just couldn't get it right, and it's been the most difficult sculpture I ever worked on, and just one day while fiddling with it, something clicked and it started to look like Bruce Campbell. So this bust really has nothing to do with talent. It's just simply not giving up more than anything. I refused to give up until it was the best Bruce Campbell bust that I could possibly make and really do it justice. So persistence and never giving up really saved my butt. I see why other artists have struggled to nail his likeness. He has a very expressive face and he never really looks the same. Even in certain expressions, Bruce Campbell doesn't even look like Bruce Campbell. So this one was tough, but I learned quite a bit making this one. And the most important lesson was just never give up. Here he gets into the process. The bust is resin and there's not much care that it needs. The hair is a wig that's just hot glued on. The eyebrows and eyelashes and a bit of hairline are glued in with this makeup adhesive called Pro's Aid. It's great stuff and bonds extremely well, but just be sure not to tug on them or they can peel off. I started adding chest hair too. It's a detail that just peeks over the shirt, but the chest hair is a bit fragile since there's not much glue and the hair is a bit sparse, so just don't tug on the chest hair. The blood is special blood paint that always stays nice and shiny. The wig has some Liquitex gloss gel in it to give it that sweaty look. It makes the hair stiff but stays nice and sweaty looking. There's also little traces and streaks of sweat made using this special gloss for models. The shirt has a few layers of colors going on with the same gloss gel tinted black to make the shiny black sludge. The shirt is glued inside the bust, and there's a simple wooden base there. If you set it on a glass table or shelf, you won't be able to see the weird insides of the bust. And the bottom of the bust is signed with a nice message. Thank you again for everything, my friend. I sincerely appreciate all of your support, and it's truly an honor to make this one for you. As always, if you ever need anything at all, just let me know. Take care, my friend. God bless, and keep loving the monsters, as Stan Winston once said. Oh, I guess he said that a lot. Anyway, Evan Parra. So, yeah, if you want movie quality busts of many characters, I mean, he's got on his website, there's a lot of his own creations in there, but I think all the ones that like he sells on Etsy are recreations of characters from movies and TV shows. He does have videos on his website as well. There's Art the Clown. There's a bunch of stuff. Just really cool shit. Really cool shit. And Yeah, you get to see the process. I think I watched at least one of the videos a long time ago of the making of this. And I'm going to pull up a video and just kind of, oh, YouTube, come on. Come on. Let's pull it up. As I'm going to subscribe to his channel. But, oh, there is the level of detail on this ash is just, I mean, the pores of the skin, just the coloring, it's just, he nailed the, because I watched Evil Dead 2 when I got it, and, I mean, he fucking nailed the look of Bruce Campbell in Evil Dead 2. And it's a little weird having that just sitting on on my table right now. I'm going to put it on the countertop eventually once I'm done painting, which I'm getting close to. I'm getting close to finishing. I should hopefully get a lot of it done today. After I finish recording this, I'm going to go back into painting and hopefully get a lot of shit done. That being said, man, when... After I read the letter first, and there was the note. I don't have the note handy on the bottom of the wood that he mentioned there in the letter. Because I don't recall exactly what it said. It's basically more you know, saying thank you for man, the video. He's got solid videos on YouTube. Anyway. Yeah, he does like an original sculpture. Seeing this, oh man, I'm gonna get. I'll finish that video in a second. When I opened it, of course, I read the letter first, and then so I got an idea of what I was looking at and reading about the chest hair and all, which I found was, you know, quite the nice little touch. Just have a little chest hair sticking out, peeking out. I did see that, notice that looking on pictures on his Etsy of reviews, people, you know, send their own pictures and videos of the product. And there's, he did slight, upon making new ones, because he makes an original sculpture, makes a cast of that, and then, you know, fills the cast up with resin. And makes, you know, new sculptures out of that. But he does, he's done every time, it looks like he does different stuff with it. Like he'll toy around with stuff. Like there's one where I did see he had a little nipple action peeking out of the shirt. So I would imagine you can probably make some requests and have him, you know, do a little something in there. But man, yeah, I kind of wish I would have like recorded a video of me opening it, but like the opening wasn't like that exciting, because I mean it was just like I mean my feelings for it were exciting. I don't know that a video it would have been that exciting, but I would have liked to have gotten my, you know, initial reactions. Like that would have been more of the, I guess kind of that's the point of an unboxing video, but it was wrapped in a lot of bubble wrap, like a ton of bubble wrap, and I had to get like scissors out and cut the bubble wrap open. As he is in, I believe, Austin, Texas, and so, you know, it was, took a couple of days in shipping, like 2 days, I think, to ship it here. And he made sure there was wrapped a lot in bubble wrap, and there's quite a bit of packing paper in there as well. So, I mean, it was not damaged at all, of course. So, I mean, it is a work of fucking art. I could not be more happy about it. It was pretty exciting. And just opening that up. Yeah, it's been weird. Like having weird and cool at the same time, like having that on my table. It's like having a person there. I mean, it is so accurate. It's having a young Bruce Campbell on my table right now. I did get thrown off a little bit earlier just because for a, you know, split second walking by, I thought there was a person inside my my dining room. Because it's pretty much life size, just ever so slightly. I would imagine, you know, Bruce Campbell's a little bit bigger than that in person. As it's just slightly smaller than life size. It's a massive bust. And yeah, I mean the quality on this thing, just fucking amazing. And I guess. Watch this video, maybe give some updates on it. Yeah, it starts with, I'm not sure what he makes the original sculpture out of. Let's see if, does he have description in the video? Does he speak? I think it's just music. But I think he just has text when he describes stuff. I'm not sure if he makes it out of clay or what have you. Look at the original sculpture is kind of crazy because there's no color to the skin. It's just Bruce Campbell with no hair. He's got the eyes. The eyes are like the right eyes. I'm not sure what he uses for the eyes. But, man, I can see how it would almost look like it would easily make that as The Rock. He did a Vincent Price one too, and seeing that Vincent Price's eyebrows are almost like the Rock's as well. Man, these videos are high quality too. He's got the YouTube channel going, Evan Pera. I would suggest checking out his website if you're interested in getting something like this. EvanParaFX.com. I mean, he's legit. I've just got, a love for, I've always had a love for movies. And then of course doing the, monsters and the special effects makeups, stuff, so like your Stan Winston, of course, the legend and effects, so many classics. Greg Nicotero, I guess, is one of the bigger ones now. The special effects makeup artist, of course, he's behind like The Walking Dead and just a fuck ton of movies. Adam Jones of Tool, of course, was involved. I think he worked for Stan Winston, if I'm not correct. and he worked on Adam Jones of Tool. he had worked on a lot of one of the Nightmare on Elm Streets. I don't know which one. I know he worked on Jurassic Park, possibly Terminator 2. I don't recall if it was Terminator 2 or I don't know. Adam Jones worked there for a while before he's like, you know what, guys, I'm going to quit this awesome job to go play for my band, which, from what I understand, they all laughed at the time. But holy shit, this stuff is, he's got the whole process in this video. It's a 14-minute long video. He made the original sculpture, and this shit is so, he's poured the resin. I gotta share this stuff to my stories on my Instagram and shit. This is fucking great. or something. So my friends know how this bust was made. I got he's showing how he's making the mold there, the cast, after making the original sculpture, which I guess he made out of some kind of clay or something, I would assume some kind of clay, and then putting a resin over it to make the bust, or the cast for the bust. And just, dude, I'd love to just go hang out with this guy, really. This is... that is... I've always wanted to, help work out in this shit. Oh, man. I wish I would have like grown up, you know, right down the street from this guy or something, you know, and just gone like, fuck yeah, let's make some. This would have been a dream. If only I would have had access to this kind of shit as a kid. As an adult, I feel like I've got too much too much shit going on, not enough time to be able to like start a new hobby as in getting into this shit. But oh man, I love creating and watching people create shit like this. This is oh man, always been a big fan of art, as you know. I've been painting my walls with just like lines, you know, like straight lines. But I feel like the straight lines are almost harder than like doing something really, really insanely creative. Like, it's not harder than what he's doing. But that shit's like, oh man, fucking A, right, man. This stuff is just watching this video. Oh. This stuff, like just watching this video and having that bust makes me really want to just, you know, like write a screenplay or something, you know, just getting involved in some movie magic. I don't know that I'll ever order another bust like this. You know, it's pricey stuff. It'd definitely be cool to have, you know, more shit like that, but, don't really have the funds to do so. But holy fuck, it's just a thing of beauty, man. A thing of beauty. And just seeing this bust in person, you can tell and realize just how much insane amount of work that he's put into this. And then, of course, watching this video, and it's sped up, and just like there's so much detail. And the video itself also doesn't show every, you know, little thing. He's got time lapse going on here as it's super sped up, but I, you know, he doesn't show like him originally sculpting the bust. But I mean, you get, oh, he's doing so much detail in areas that he covers with the shirt. I mean, he's got a lot of area that's cut. So if I took that shirt off, I know that it would, man, this guy's something else. I mean, he is sitting there with like a paintbrush and just like he's doing a lot with an airbrush, but then he's going over with a paintbrush, like a smaller paintbrush, and then just like really getting some details in there. And man, it fucking shows. It is something else. God damn, just watching that. Oh, I'll have to post that to our Slapbox website, the link to that video when I post this video or post this podcast of him doing that bust. I'm going to have to stop watching that video right now because it's a little hard for me to keep focused on talking while also watching this video. So, man, it is something else. It is just, again, a work of fucking art, and I'm so pleased to have that. It is fantastic. I really when I opened it, it was rather, you know, speechless. It is just this guy is something else. It's like it is movie quality stuff. You know, I could see that being used in a movie for, you know, certain scenes or whatever, what have you. But holy fuck. I mean, the guy's got like he's done a lot of different characters and stuff. And if you can find on his Instagram or on his website characters that he's done in his past too, or just, you know, if there's one you're interested in. He only lists a couple of different ones at a time on his Etsy. But, of course, I just messaged him about the ash because I had seen it for sale. And then, but, you know, like, well, sell it listed as one at a time. And then it was gone when I wanted it. And so then I messaged him about it. And he's Yeah, basically they're made to order. So, I mean, if you're interested in ordering one of his stuff, because I think he just keeps all those casts to be able to make a new resin bust. And, yeah, I mean, you message him and he'll get it rolling if you really want to buy something. So, he had said when I ordered the ash that he was working on, what did he say, like four new ones? I know I saw one of them was from Return of the Living Dead 3. I don't know what the other three were. I want to say it was four. Maybe it was just two. I don't really recall. But man, yeah. I mean, this is I was excited, to say the least. I haven't received Bruce Campbell's book yet. I did order it last week during the podcast. I'm still waiting on that. I ordered a used copy, so I think it was just going to come for some. I think it has shipped now. I should get it hopefully in a few days. But man, it is. It's hard for me to think of anything else to talk about other than this bust. But I am getting very close to finishing painting. I start back on overtime next week, which is great because I need the funds. And I was not liking the fact that they had cut our hours a little bit. It was not good. So I'm looking forward to getting back on overtime, but I'm trying my best to like hurry up and knock out the rest of this painting of the hexagon pattern from The Shining, the Overlook Hotel, and above the kitchen cabinets. And I've broke it down into sections basically while painting it. One section of hexagons basically that are in a vertical line, and I've got 4.5 sections left to finish. Really, two of those sections, I need one more coat of the orange, and they're done. And then I'll have 2.5 sections left where I've got to primer it and then go over the orange. But then probably the more time-consuming part, although that's the more time-consuming part, really. But after I finish that, I've got a lot of touching up to do. Initially, when I started, I was touching up as I went along and really tried to get it perfect. But that was making it, you know, obscenely long to finish. And I was getting very pissed off. And there was early on painting the orange, I was just so fucking done with painting that I decided to do less and less of the touch-ups as I went along, just to feel like I was progressing further and to get to... to just, you know, feel like I was really progressing somewhere. In total, to give it an idea, I don't remember when I started the orange. I started the whole thing February 11th. It's now May 30th as I'm recording this. There was 24 and a half or 25-ish, I guess, if you figure the because there's two that I have, so I guess it'd be 25, I think, sections. Of hexagons, so we'll basically say 25-ish. If my my brain recalls, it's been a minute since I counted them all. But it's something. It's something to that effect. 25-ish, we'll say. Yeah, but man, it's. I'm so close, but I'm trying to push through, and I haven't been able to get a whole lot of sleep. Thankfully, I had those 5 days off during the holiday, and I did get a lot done during that. Doing this podcast, I don't really have much of anything else I have to do today. So I'm going to hopefully get a good chunk done today. Maybe a little bit tomorrow. I'm not sure how long the touching up's going to take. Once I get finished doing the orange, those last couple segments, That'll be huge. The touching up, I feel like I won't have to take as long. Now, I know doing one section-ish, like one line of hexagons, just doing the primer, because I've done like three coats of primer and then go over that with three coats of orange to really get that orange to look right. And you're talking just doing like the primer, which the big part of the primer is to cover up the pencil marks that I drew on the walls. And that takes a couple of hours just to do that in one segment, one line of, so I mean, we're talking still, I've only got a couple segments left, but we're talking about still several hours, quite a few hours, like a full day's worth of work, probably like I don't know, because like it kind of varies. Sometimes I do it easier, and I've still, even though I haven't been doing as much touching up as I did earlier on, as I've gone along, I'm still been like fixing the black lines mainly before I do the priming. So, and last night, man, that took at least an hour of I was touching up so much of the black. Because I find it is easier if I touch up the black and make the black lines straighter and whatnot before I go in and paint like the yellow. Like I can still do it. It doesn't matter so much whether I do it before or after doing the primer. Well, I guess it's better to do it before the primer, because the primer also I can then kind of help fix the lines a little bit. Either way. I've been still fixing the black, and I did a lot of touch-up. I was on it for quite a few hours last night, as I did two sections of the orange. I had done the primer the night before. Again, I had done like two sections, which I spent hours working on a Thursday night. As I'm trying, like knowing that I've got working more hours and that I'm just not going to have enough time to sleep, that I'm just like trying to muscle through. And somehow get this done, hopefully, you know, maybe Monday night, Tuesday night, maybe I could, like, finish. Because had I kept the pace I was going on before that 5 days off, I mean, I would have been done late June. But as it's going, I might have that orange done first couple of days of June. Hopefully by, man, I could... it depends on how long I really spend doing it tonight, I guess, and what have you, and if I'm able to squeeze a good amount of time in and do it tomorrow. But I could have it done maybe Monday, Tuesday night of the orange. But then the touch-ups, I have no idea, because there's a lot of touch-ups to do. But the touch-ups won't be nearly as bad, I guess. But and yes, it's going to take some time. It's going to take at least several hours to do all the touch-ups, at least. but, yeah, I have no... just finishing the orange, I think, is the big thing. Because the touch-ups I can break up easily and just do a little here and a little there and not be too bad. But, I mean, it's so close. So close. If I'd only had five more days off. Couldn't afford that, but... maybe three more days. You really muscle through. It'll be so relieving and to get that all done and to have time to myself again, really, to do stuff that doesn't involve painting. I guess that's time to myself, but it's just been constant work, and I haven't had time to just really watch a whole lot of movies. I've, you know, watched a little bit. Of course, I was watching Evil Dead 2 since getting the bus. Started watching Army of Darkness, didn't finish a whole lot of it. And so weird watching Evil Dead 2 and then be able to look over and see Ash over on my table. And seeing that, watching that on the projector and then looking over, you can definitely see how well that Evan like matched as Mr. Ash Williams there from Evil Dead 2, as Fox is don't know what's he's something's going on outside. He must have seen an animal or something. He senses something. He's staring at me. He's getting. You feeling better, buddy? Not gonna puke again, are you? Your tummy better? Your tummy better? Come here. Ugh. Oh. I should mention there was a bit of an incident after, of course, you know, getting the bus. I still haven't gotten rid of the box yet. It's a massive box. I need to, like, I guess cut down the bubble wrap and stuff. I didn't want to. The dumpster the other day was, like, empty. I should have probably emptied it then. You know, Fox loves a good box. I'd like to leave him around for a little bit so he has, you know, time to play with it. But Thursday night, of course, the day I got the bust, I had the box sitting there, and I was on top of the counters, like, painting for a good long period. And then Fox decided to climb in the box. It would, again, very large box. A little hard for him to even get into. And it had all of the bubble wrap and packing paper in there. So there was all, and there was a big garbage bag that he had wrapped the bubble wrap over the top of that too. So, I mean, there was layers of packing stuff in there. So Fox jumps in it, which was a little hard for him to get in there just outright. And he slept in there for probably like at least a couple hours. And he looked so comfy in there on the bubble wrap and whatnot. So I just, unfortunately, I didn't get a picture of him in there. I was painting on the, on top of the cabinets there. And, I would occasionally look over and just see him just like passed out in there. And, which is good because he's stressed out a lot while I've been painting and like wanting me to, you know, hey dude, let's hang out. Let's, you know, give me some attention. Let's go, you know, crash out on the couch or something. And, but I was like, oh, this gives him something to keep him occupied with, which is really why I just kept a box there. I was like, other than just, you know, not wanting to go get rid of it. anyway, at some point, while I was still painting, I could hear him trying to get out of the box. And he was struggling. And I looked over behind me. I was like, hey, buddy, you need some help? And he was struggling to get out of the box. Again, he is missing, you know, a front leg. So he's, you know, sinking into this bubble wrap and whatnot as he's trying to get out of the box. And finally, I was like, all right, I got to put this paintbrush down. Got to help my friend out here. By the time I started to get it off the ladder, though, he had gotten out of the box. So I was pleased with that. And though I was nervous, I thought about, like, maybe after that, I was like, should I just get rid of it now? Because he could get stuck in there for a while. Though he was able to get out. He was able to get out. And I thought, man, there's a good chance he won't try to get in there again after having some issues getting out of the box as he's rubbing on the microphone here. As he's being very loving. Hey, now. I said that, and then you went to go bite me. You fucker. he can get you with that. He'll be like rubbing up against you, and then like, oh, and then bite. He's... he'll kind of fuck with his. I need to blow my nose, damn it. I need to pause for a second and blow my nose. Hey, oh man, as soon as I unpause it, he went to go bite me. Come on now, Fox. Age him older. Chill out, buddy. Chill out. Quit hitting the mic. You're making it hard to keep talking here. I got to hold the mic now. So you... I do love this fella. I did feel really terrible last night. I went to bed late because, again, I was painting pretty late. And I didn't get as many coats on the orange as I was short one coat of orange on those two sections. But it was already like after midnight, and he came over to let me know it was too late. It was a little meow, meow. Started tagging me like, all right, dude, you're right. I need to get to bed. And I was potentially going to go climbing today with my buddy John and his two kids. And he had to help his sister out. So we're not going to do that. So I do have more time to paint. Had I known I wasn't going to go climbing, I probably would have finished out the orange. Maybe, though, I don't know. As painting one more coat on those two sections won't be too bad. And, of course, the last coat always seems to be a little bit easier as you have more paint already on there. The last coat seems to go on pretty easy. As Mr. Fox here is going to jump on the soundboard. Be careful, buddy. Be careful. There you go. I moved it. At least he'll stop rubbing on the microphone. Anyway. I'm so close. Hopefully by the time I record next week's podcast, I will have the painting done on there, which will be such a relief, man. Such a relief. It has taken me so long to do that. And, wow. I can get my kitchen back to normal. And that'll feel nice to clean the kitchen up and be able to just get back to like cooking. I've not been making some my desktop is being kind of funky. I don't know what's going on here. Anyway, it's being kind of screwy. No matter. I don't really need that up. I don't know why I'm bothering. trying to look at some shit, and it's not working out for me. Anyway, I'll be able to, once the kitchen's like back to normal, I'll be able to eat like normal meals again. Like cook stuff. Because I got a bunch of like paint cans and shit in the way, you know? There's stuff blocking my way, and so I've just been eating like frozen pizzas and stuff, and I know it's like having a real negative impact on myself because it's been about 4 months, and I've eaten just really badly. I haven't been running much, especially now that I'm really trying to push that last stretch and finish out the painting. And you know, I need to focus back more on eating healthier and like getting some runs in and whatnot, and taking a little bit more care of myself mentally and physically. As it'll be such a relief once that's done. And then maybe take at least a couple of weeks maybe to where I'm not really doing anything. I'm working on the house. That would be kind of nice. Although I do, once I'm done with the painting, I still haven't hung those light up movie posters above the dining room door. That I don't think is, you know, that's not going to take me like 4 months to do. I think, you know, that should be able to do that basically in a day. I don't think that one will be nearly as bad. The big thing with that, I'm going to have to make measurements. I might have to use some drywall anchors to be able to mount the power supply. I'm not sure if... I'm thinking I probably will need to do... thinking about it, I'm probably going to need some drywall anchors unless there happens to be a stud right where I mount it. I haven't checked to see where the studs are there. I mean, if there's a stud there, then I'm good. All good in the hood. I'd like to mount this power supply, you know, centered on the door. But then again, you know, maybe I can go a little off center and just go straight into the stud. That would be easier. And just it would hold way better if I mounted it into a stud. That would, you know, take a lot more of the weight. But overall, I will probably need Muffin Man to help me do that. And then just the big thing is, other than, you know, making sure I have stuff mounted to where it's, you know, secure into the wall. The frames themselves aren't heavy. I think I can get by without having to worry about mounting those into a stud. I think just a couple of nails in the wall will be able to hold hold said frames. That being said, yeah, I will want to do some really good measurements. And I thought about, I will cut out some cardboard the size of the picture frames or poster frames and use those to do the measurements on the wall and like just kind of tape them to the wall with some painter's tape and then get them right to where I need them, because it's such a long area, it's hard to get a perfect measurement with it being also being like right above the door, and there's I got the dining table there, a little awkward to get a perfect measurement. But if it would be a lot easier to get the measurement if I had just use cardboard, like a mock-up of that, and like tape it where I'm thinking it I want it to be, and then I can move the cardboard real easy, just, you know, a little bit of tape, and hopefully I don't, you know, pull any paint off the wall, but that'll be an easy touch-up if I do a little bit of that with the tape. I don't think it'll be too bad to do that, but which I was hoping to have that done already before like Ash showed up. Anyway, I didn't quite achieve that dream. but I really wanted the painting done in the kitchen there before I started fucking around with the picture frames or poster frames rather. Just trying to finish one thing at a time, not get too distracted into too many things. Then of course, once I deal with those poster frames, I'll probably take a break for a little while just to, since I'm on overtime and, just to clear my brain. And then I guess I'll finally get around to doing drywall in the upstairs here that I need to finish. Is not looking forward to that. Hate drywall. yeah, I haven't. I'm gonna pull up the. I don't have it on. I got it on my phone, but Alamo. Oh, shit. Draft House. Let's see here. Got the da da da. Pull it up. I haven't seen yet on there. It's probably going to be a few months, I guess, maybe before they have the ability to buy tickets to the Bruce Campbell showing of his movie Ernie and Emma on Halloween. I definitely want to buy. I'm, you know, after getting this bust now. I mean, before that, you know, knowing, because I've always thought of like, oh, I should go meet Bruce Campbell, but then hearing that he's got cancer now, it's like, man, you know, I feel like I got to jump on the ball. I never know how long I'm gonna live. You know, also, knowing that he's, you know, may not be around a whole lot longer is like, fuck, I gotta move on this. Their calendar on the Alamo Drafthouse's website only goes up to like July as far as like being able to buy shit. So I got a few months yet before I guess I can buy tickets. I don't see a way of, you know, I don't know how much tickets would cost here. Wonder how much tickets are here for another event, and that'll give me an idea. I'm just kind of checking. What are the tickets? That'll give me an idea. Oh, is that really? There's a Q&A. It's just really like $20 for another movie director? I don't. Oh, I didn't pause quick enough. I sneezed like five times in in a row as fuck. I'm going to have to blow my nose again. Man, the allergies. See, I didn't take any Benadryl last night because I thought I was going to possibly go climbing today. And I take Benadryl pretty much on a nightly basis. But anyway, I got to pause to blow my nose again. I did make the major mistake last week. I did not vacuum. I think that's why I'm so fucked up with the fucking allergies right now. Is normally I vacuum once a week, and even though I was off for 5 days last week, all I did was like I really just pushed forward on the painting. So yeah, it was. Yeah, didn't get that. I really should have vacuumed. Going more than a week without vacuuming, there a lot of cat hair builds up in that time, and I am paying for it. I think pretty roughly at the moment, and of course I didn't take any Benadryl last night, so not the greatest idea. As that was a mistake. That was definitely a mistake. As I did. of course, yeah. I went to go see The Mandalorian Grogu in Washington here at Cinema One Plus. I did enjoy that. I went with Shelly, of course, Nabina, and Muffin Man. We went there and watched. And the last time that Muffin Man and I went to a movie was the previous weekend to see Mortal Kombat with Shelly and Nabina. And Nabina bought the tickets. And she put Muffin Man and I near the front of the theater. Like, what the fuck? Like, what adult goes to see a movie and then they sat further back? And then she bought the seats that she bought for Muffin Man and I. There was a gap in between the seats. She's like a buffer seat. Like, what the fuck? she didn't do that this time. We were in the... were we in the back row? I think we were in the very last row, yeah, to see Mandalorian, which was way more pleasurable. I always get, like, the back row or, like, second to back row. I don't want to have to look up. I'm old. I have issues with my neck and such. Let's not fuck with that. But Mando was good. I really enjoyed it. I think it's not been the greatest as far as sales in the theater. But I think they're expecting more people to watch it on Disney Plus than to actually see it in the theaters. If you like the Mandalorian show, it's, you know, it's great. And it's really not necessary to know, like, the backstory of the Mandalorian. You can really watch it without even seeing the Mandalorian. I think it's really a standalone film. And the creatures they have in it are pretty great. And there's some pretty humorous scenes, of course, in it too as well. And the serpent that they have in there is really fucking cool that the Mandalorian battles. And there's I wouldn't mind seeing it again in the theater. Of course, I'm going to watch it probably a few times once it's on Disney Plus here in my theater. Maybe I'll put Ash next to me so Ash can watch it. I feel like it's almost wrong for me to have this bust of Bruce Campbell in my house that's very realistic. I almost worry that since I just live here with Agent Fox Mulder here, that is a three-legged cat, not a human being. I do get out and I hang out with people, you know. I do touch grass, so I feel like I'm somewhat sane, but I do kind of like having this bust that's very realistic of like, oh man, hopefully I don't start like talking to him like he's like a human being and such. And like, hey, how's it going, Bruce or Ash? And then, you know, doing weird stuff. I feel like it's having a realistic thing like that just might confuse my brain that there's a real human. It hasn't creeped me out, but yet. But there was a moment earlier when I went downstairs and like for a second there, it did seem like there was a person like right over there. But I'm aware, you know, it was like maybe half a second. I think if I go downstairs when I'm really like half asleep, that'll be the time. Oh shit. Oh shit. I thought like, no, not a real person. That's right. It's a bust. I do also have Jason Voorhees' head right next to him, which isn't as realistic, but it's got the, I don't remember where I had bought the hood, because there's a hood that goes over your head where the face itself is cut out, so your face sticks out of, but it's got the head with the ears and like neck, and then the face part is cut out because, of course, it's meant to be worn with a hockey mask. And it makes it a little bit more easier to wear because it's a thick-ass fucking mask and kind of hot inside there. If you had the face, too, you know, it would be really pretty miserable, and then also throw a fucking hockey mask on top of that. But, of course, I painted the hockey mask myself many years ago, and then I bought a... I went on Etsy again, of course. I bought the display stand for the hockey mask, but it didn't... It really just worked for the hockey mask. It wasn't able to just hold the hood up with the mask on it, the hockey mask on it. So I bought a cheap foam mannequin head off Amazon and then put that on top of the hockey mask stand, and that's what's holding up Jason. So right next to Ash is my Jason Voorhees mask. And... So yeah, I gonna at some point, maybe since I'm not going climbing today, I can afford to do it today, but get a display stand for my Freddy Krueger glove, which I thought would be another good little thing to have, like the movie memorabilia sort of shit going on, was to have that on my countertop. And you know, nice little addition to the group. So you got, you know, Freddy versus Jason versus Ash right there. I do kind of need to fix my glove a little bit more better, though. I had riveted the thing back together because one of the rivets broke, and then I fucking did it wrong. So I need to sort of break that rivet off and do it right. Connected, kind of a funny spot. Yeah, there's the place is starting to look a lot better downstairs as things are getting close to being finished. And I guess that's really all about all I have here. There was probably other shit I was going to talk about, but I was a little distracted, you know, with getting into the bust. As it's some pretty great stuff. Again, check out Evan Para, fx.com, or check him out on YouTube, his Etsy shop, if you know you want to buy stuff from him. I need to look more at his full YouTube page and just kind of see what be curious to see if it's just him making stuff on the YouTube, maybe get an idea of. Because I haven't really... in the video of him making that ash, you can kind of see him and stuff in there. Maybe he'll have more about himself in there, but videos. I don't know. I'm curious to learn more about the fella. Seems like a really cool dude. Unfortunately, I didn't live anywhere near him. yeah, that's really all I've got. So, as always, that is a kid in a wheelchair, not a trash can.